Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, the founder and CEO of the dating app, The League, Amanda Bradford, is joining me to discuss the trends she's seeing in online dating since we've all been social distancing. We discuss what to say in your first message, because hey, just doesn't cut it. The mistakes people are making on the apps, creative date ideas when you're apart, how courtship and speed dating are both making a comeback and why that's a good thing, tips to communicate with your matches on a deeper level, and the observations and trends happening on the apps. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You can check out our website. It's so many great blogs to help you have the sex life and the relationships you deserve. And everywhere you can find us on social media, it is Sex with Emily across the board. Intentions with Emily. So for each show, join me in setting an intention. I do it. I encourage you to do the same. So what I mean is, like right now, when you're listening, what do you want to get out of listening to this episode? How do you want to feel when it's over? Maybe you're home and single and you realize that you're not going to meet anybody at the bars. I mean, that's not happening, but you're not sure about dating online. So you want to know where to start. My intention is to help you find companionship however you can in these unprecedented times. All right, enjoy the show. Joining me right now is the founder and CEO of the dating app, The League, Amanda Bradford, and she's here to talk about her app and to discuss the trends she's seeing on the app since COVID started. Welcome to the show, Amanda. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm excited because we got a lot to cover here because we just found out, I mean, you're in California. I think you're in San Francisco, right? I was there for many years. I was single in San Francisco for many years. Moved to LA, but I know the whole scene there. I get why you started a dating app. I know what it's like to live there.
There was a lot of us singles in San Francisco, so I was trying to help us all.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. And right now, there's been so much more. You know, we just found out a lot of us are staying home for the next few months. But even since COVID started, have you seen an increase in people dating online, dating on the apps? And your app is particularly the League.
Yeah, it was surprising because at first we were like, oh no, this is going to be the last thing people are thinking about when they're thinking about their survival as a species. So for a couple days in March, it was pretty bleak. you know, we had a lot less people kind of signing up and logging in. But it bounced back. And what we actually saw was people were actually using the app more than they were previously. So before, maybe you'd be like checking the app once or twice a week, responding here and there selectively as you wish. And now during the kind of COVID period, when everyone's trapped at home, we're seeing, you know, all the messages being responded to, people talking to four or five or six people at a time. So much more engagement, even though the actual kind of number of users were about the same.
This is what I've been hearing everywhere, that yeah, people are like, okay, I'm home now, so I'm gonna get online because I can't go to the bar.
Might as well date, right? What else do you?
Well, this is the thing. Well, this
kind of like shopping for houses, or you know, it's like get something to distract, to think about the future and something different than where we are right now, I think.
Exactly right. Whatever we can do. And so what the thing is, I like about it though, is I still feel like there's like this stigma. And even though some people are getting on the bandwagon now, we need to help them, but they're like, oh, dating apps, they're just hookup apps, or I don't want anyone to know if we meet online. I'm like, it is 2020. First off, even before COVID, if you really are single and you're looking, this is my belief, and tell me what you know, I want you to help me along with this. You don't have to agree, but I think you might. If you're looking for love right now and you're complaining and you're calling it and you're like, I can't find love and the apps are bad and everyone wants to hook up, it's like, but I won't go on apps. It's like, you can't tell me. It's like saying I want to lose weight, but I'm not going to change the way I eat and I'm not going to diet. Like, you have to try. Right. Or I'm not going to.
No, it's exactly.
I'm not going to exercise.
That are like, how come you haven't found me a boyfriend yet? You've been doing the league for years. And I'm like, you have to log in, guys. Like, I can't come over and force you to log in. But
you got
to
do the work.
You do have to put, you know, you do have to put effort out there. I think we designed the league so you didn't have to put as much effort as you would have to put in like a mass market dating app that has hundreds and thousands of kind of profiles that you have to swipe through. So we try to be a lot more accurate in our recommendations and who you should talk to, and save you time. So it isn't this full-time job, but you do, you know, with anything in life, you do have to put some effort in to reap the benefits. So
that's true. There is an effort. And what I like about it is because so many of the apps, it's a lot of texting. So tell me about the league. How is it a little bit different? I know you have
So we only give you, like, when you're a brand new user, you'll get three profiles a day, which is a shock to people who might be coming off of a Tinder or a Bumble experience where, you know, they swipe, get a match, get a serotonin boost, get all happy, and then keep swiping. So it's kind of less about that addictive gamification and a lot more about, okay, tell us what you're looking for. We're going to give you, like, three really good recommendations each day. Tell us if you like them, and then match and message in the app and actually go on a date. I mean, obviously now people aren't going on dates. They're going on video dates. So we're seeing a lot more people, you know, arrange things on Skype or Zoom or FaceTime, doing cooking dates where they're both watching YouTube videos of people teaching them how to cook. We've heard a lot of different creative dates, but I think that, you know, people are still doing it and they're still meeting and they actually have more time than ever to date. So it's actually not a bad time to, I tell my friends, this is when you should be narrowing down your prospects so you know who you actually want to risk meeting in person for.
Yeah, exactly. This is the time. I love this. So this is the time. So, and everyone, if you have a question about dating online or you've been wanting to make the first move and you're not sure what to do in your profile, I want to get into all the mistakes people are making so you can help them make wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I have Amanda Bradford from the League. She created the League and it's a very unique dating app, which, We're talking
That's
about
how
that
single
here.
I was in San Francisco. I had to create an entire app.
I feel you. If I didn't start a sex podcast, I swear to God, I would have done that. Okay, I love what you're saying about the creative. That's what I was going to say. In the time of crisis, right? We become more creative. What are you finding now on the apps? What are you seeing? Creative date ideas and how behavior has changed.
Well, first of all, I think we're seeing a sort of much welcomed pivot back to courtship. I think because there's no other options, people are kind of forced to have the get to know you period of time. We're seeing a lot more people go on social distancing walks and maybe even just meeting over the internet to watch a movie together, things like that. So relationships are naturally progressing slower, which I actually think is a good thing because you're getting a lot more time to get to know the person on an emotional level, ask them questions about their family, their childhood. It's almost like we're forced to get to know each other prior to being physical, which, you know, as we all saw with a lot of the hookup apps, the world was some kind of going in a different direction. So I think that part is really good. And I think the other piece is that you can actually talk to a lot more people when you're not meeting them. So if you take out the whole kind of in-person dating, you can actually have text relationships with multiple people. And theoretically, you should be able to buy, I'm clearly in the e-commerce.
That's right the now. Next version. That's the next version of the app.
Shopping online too much myself. But I think you can actually make a better decision about who you should you know, meet up with when the time comes.
I love this. I think you're absolutely right. I like that we're slowing it down. I like that we're not just rushing to the physical, because that could be a huge problem when you lead with sex, often, believe it or not, Sex with Emily. I think get to know somebody, slow it down. And so what would be some of your best tips, Amanda, for people are going a little bit deeper, the questions to ask if they're going, and I love the idea of video dating as well. Like, what do you recommend? Or do you have any tips how do we get to know each other if we're not used to it?
The video dating world is definitely different. You know, it takes a lot more courage. It takes more boldness. But I think the connections that you get are kind of unparalleled to what you would get in a dating app where you're just looking at a photo of someone. So you get a much deeper connection. We're doing these speed dating parties where we only give you 3 minutes to talk to the person. And we give you an icebreaker question. And the icebreaker questions were actually modeled after the New York Times did this study a couple years ago about the 21 questions to ask each other to fall in love. And there were these two social science researchers that basically looked into each other's eyes, asked each other a series of 21 questions, answered them, you know, in depth. And I guess there was some study that showed there was a higher than random chance at falling in love if you kind of ask the questions in the way. So we took a lot of those questions. One of them is, you know, if you had to invite someone from past or present to a dinner party, who would it be and why? If you could only take one item from your house and the rest was being destroyed, what would that item be? You know, have you ever wanted to be famous? Why or why not? What's something you wish you've done but you haven't? Why haven't you done it? So these kind of deep sort of soul-reaching questions. And we try to get people in the habit of kind of going there first instead of talking, you know, at that superficial level that we can get stuck in.
Oh, Amanda, I love this. Because first off, I've been saying for years, let's bring back speed dating. That was a lot more efficient. So what you're saying right now is
very, very efficient. Yeah, I think there was stigma, like you were saying, you know, it ended up, it was kind of like online dating where you're like, oh, you're going to a speed dating event. But I think online now, nobody has to know you're going to these things. They're all, you know, in the privacy of your own phone and home.
Right, exactly. Wait, Amanda, back up. I love that you're doing speed dating video on the League. People can do that.
Yeah, right, we call it League Live because we tested calling it speed dating, and I think people still felt like it was not as cool of a word, but it is essentially speed dating. But we
right, okay, yeah, we can change the word, but essentially, you're saying it's 3 minutes. This is like literally, Amanda, I think people on my team should do it too. They all want to go on the League too, but I know they have to join, and there's a process. Is there a process? There's like a process, right? Not everyone gets in, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it's on. So we run them on Sundays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. And basically, you kind of tag that you're there at 9 p.m. and we count you as being in the pool. And then we, you know, our algorithms just start matching you with people we think you'll like. And the nice thing is, because we've, you know, been doing the regular League, is what I'm calling it, for 5+ years now, we know kind of who you're liking and what kind of people you swipe right on and left on. So we can actually very precisely match you in real life when someone that we think you're going to like kind of pops into the bar. So we'll match you guys together. And if you match with someone on the app, but you've never talked, we'll prioritize that person. So you're actually getting through your, you know, you're actually meeting the matches that you're collecting on the app. So people are really liking it. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. We're seeing a lot of people come to the tab and then kind of get cold feet, which is pretty entertaining to look at the data and be like, oh wow, the girls all got cold feet right there. They didn't push the button. So it's, I think we're kind of building the muscle as a society right now with video. And I see it being basically the way people will date, but I think it, you know, change takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of time, but I think why not test it right now? We have so much time. If you are, and a lot of us are home and single, and we know that we're not going to be meeting people at the bars, we can't go to the restaurants, and if we go to the grocery store, we're wearing a mask.
Can you put it at 9 so you can have a glass of wine before and put on, so you know, your favorite shirt that you haven't been able to wear in a while, and have fun with it.
I love this idea. This is so brilliant. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread, so here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, Amanda, tell me about your, I think the first question for people who are finally like, okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't want to be alone all summer. I'm ready. I'm going to make the leap. I'm going to go online. Yeah. Sign me up. Where do they start? It can be overwhelming. What are the do's and don'ts of making an effective profile?
Yeah, it is overwhelming. There's a lot of apps out there. I think there's over 2,000 in the app store. I remember when I was starting the league, every investor and smart person I talked to was like, run away from this industry. It's way, you know, overpopulated and crowded. And so it's definitely overwhelming. I think there's really only a handful of good apps that I think, I guess, that I recommend to my friends or family. You know, I think there's some apps that are just going to give you more people. Like there's going to be apps that give you more than 3 people a day. Unlike the league, that might be good to, you know, get started on just to see how it all works and all the fundamentals. I always say, like, go to the league when you're ready to graduate to the league, because you don't want to waste our profiles, because they're small, they're less in number, but they're, you know, pretty high quality and pretty matched to your preferences. So I would say pick like 2 or 3 that you want to start with. Create your profile as much as you can do to like showcase, you know, obviously the higher resolution, the glossier photos, they do work. You guys are all on Instagram. You see it as well as I do when you post a photo that's, you know, high resolution and very colorful. It's going to get more likes than a muted one or something that's a little blurry. So the same concepts apply in dating. It's you're marketing yourself, right? So I think make sure you're showing all sides of yourself, the sporty side, the emotional side, the musician side. You know, if you have pictures with family or pets, that's always recommended. And I think the big one that we're seeing is if you can showcase that, instead of in your about me saying, I'm looking for X, Y, and Z and kind of acting like you're going on a shopping trip to the grocery store, rather talk about some interesting things about you instead of saying, here's what I'm looking for. Don't message me if. So I think sometimes people can kind of create their profile in a way that kind of turns people off, because it feels like I'm entitled and I'm here and I'm looking for a 6'2" person that's, you know, is open to my religion, or, you know, just, I think being a little too prescriptive of what you're looking for, and just let the algorithms do what they do. They might show you people outside your preferences. They might not. They might be someone you would have never thought you would have liked. So I think trust that there's like large scale kind of matching logic working that should be giving you someone, you know, you find interesting, hopefully. Yeah,
that's all good. That's advice.
Sort of like the premise of all these tools.
Exactly. It is marketing. Maybe like show a friend as well, but like have them see, does this reflect you? It's absolutely marketing. And yeah, Amanda, congratulations.
I remember one of my friends had all these great photos of himself and they're all very good looking, but it was all by himself. And I was like, you need a photo to show that you think about someone other than yourself.
Exactly. That you have friends in the world, even borrow a dog.
Yeah.
So Amanda, and the league is a really unique app, like that you actually have to apply to it, right? Correct. There's a process to go through to get into, to get accepted.
Yeah, we kind of have this admissions process similar to like you would, you know, whenever you put an application in, we make you put your 6 photos, fill out yourself, and then we'll try to bring people into the community at a rate that that we're acquiring people in that community. So the community grows, but we don't have all men versus all women or all a certain age. So we try to keep, you know, kind of keep the ecosystem balanced. So sometimes people will have to wait on the wait list longer than others.
Okay, so that's cool. It's called The League, and they can find it. They can download it. It's theleague.com. And I'm talking to Amanda.
Every screen out. Oh. I mean, the other advantage of that is
tell me everything.
To keep the ratios in balance, but also to screen out the tire kickers, the people that are just window shopping, the people that are just trying to see, well, get a date for the night. So we don't let anyone in. You know, there's no one coming in the same day kind of thing. So it's a very, it's very much for a serious relationship mindset people. So we're actually about 50-50 women. Women okay. to me because of that, whereas most dating apps have like loads more men, where we're actually even.
Yeah, and I think you're right that a lot of the apps, if people have been on other apps and they've gotten tired, because it is a numbers game. People are getting that serotonin rush. They're just swiping. They're not even that serious. So I love what you're saying about The League. Like, you got to graduate. Like, if you're actually really serious to date, because you got to put it out. Like, if you really want, that's what I'm saying. Just get serious about it.
I think my brother to Tinder first before.
You did? Before your brother? Yeah. You're like, go to Tinder and then call me.
A week on Tinder.
Really? And then he's like, help me. Did you let him in though? Your brother? Did he get to the front?
I did. But then he ended up actually finding someone there. So you never know. I think you want to.
I love it. See, you're going to find, but this is the thing. I just want people to realize that, like, would you rather be home alone? Yeah. At least he found the love. And you found love, right? You met your fiance on your app.
Yeah, actually, you and I switched places. I was in San Francisco and then flew down to LA for our first date. And he was living in LA. And now we live back in San Francisco. But I was definitely open to kind of dating in multiple cities, which obviously right now is not super practical. But back before this, you know, it was a $100 plane ticket down to LA.
Yeah, so worth it. Clearly.
Easy to bounce around.
Taking risks about it, right? People are, they're too narrow in like what they're saying, right? In their filters, or I only want someone a mile
away.
What's
interesting is with The League Live, the video dating, because the pool is inherently smaller, it's only the people that come in at 9 p.m. So like, for instance, on West Coast, you'll have LA and San Francisco are our two biggest cohorts that come in. And so let's say my friend, for instance, is a 33-year-old. She ran out of guys in her age range in San Francisco after she came to a couple nights. And so we gave her someone in LA the next night, and they actually ended up hitting it off. And now they're kind of like virtually, I guess, in a relationship, exclusive relationship. They haven't met yet, but they would have never met in sort of their standard dating app world, because everyone's so focused on, let me date in San Francisco, let me date in my 10-mile radius. But because they were both kind of at the League Live speed dating event, they got to meet each other. And now I churned two users, which is sort of the kind of joke in our industry is that when we do something well, they both leave.
Right. Which is good though. But that's your goal. You're like, I want people who only are serious, who only actually want to date. You're like, I don't need to stay on forever.
My theory is they'll tell more people than they would have by staying on. So we'll get more than two to replace them, but it just takes time, you know?
Yeah, it does. It takes a little bit of time. Now, this is what I was going to say. I have so many questions for you, but one other thing is, what have you noticed though now, because you've had this app now for 5 years, and so you've probably noticed a lot about dating patterns. And so my first question is, did anything surprise you after 5 years? Like, what have you learned about how we are all like dating animals? Like, what's our behavior that has surprised you?
We're all animals.
Or that you've learned. We are. Like, what are we all doing? Like, what's interesting about it that we don't know about? Maybe dating online.
So much interesting data. I mean, one of my dreams is to sort of like open source and anonymize and aggregate the data so that everybody can play with it, because it's just, there's so many things to look into, and there's just not enough analysts to do it. But, you know, some of the main trends, I looked a lot about age as it relates to dating, because we, you know, when we started, we served pretty much, I think I was like 28 when I started it. So our average age was like my age. It was like 28, 29. It's kind of gotten a little bit up there, maybe now 30, 31, since I've aged too. but what we were starting to get users in the 40 plus market after we were in the market for a couple of years. And what we found is that, oh, wow, it's like a whole different experience when you're not in the middle of the bell curve. Like when you're in your 30s and pretty much no one's really married yet in your late 20s, if you're in your 45, whether you're a woman or a man, like the experience is very, very different. And I think we started recognizing that there's a little bit of, there's a marketplace dynamic in play, right? Which is, you need to know how many, if I'm a 45-year-old woman, I need to know how many, I kind of want to know how many 50-year-old men you have on the platform. And also, if you only have three, maybe I should be nice to all three of them, versus if you have 100, I can swipe through them a little more frivolously. And so what we found is that we were actually giving our older users really great matches, but because they were expecting to get sort of an infinite supply right. of them. They would sort of blow through their best prospects at the beginning of the experience. And then after a couple of months in, they're like, oh, I want those people back.
Right. Could you get them back? Can you go backwards?
Have visibility to the market.
Right. That's smart. Like that's like you're a recruiter.
You know.
Yeah. No, that makes sense though, because like you're like recruiting. I'm
trying to now like help people understand like, okay, this might be a thinner market. You might want to check multiple cities. You might want to open your age range a little bit. And so now we've started to adjust that a little bit, but it is very, age is a huge factor in dating. It's the number one most statistically significant predictor. And if people are going to match is if their ages are similar. So
they need to be similar, right?
It's almost like by having multiple age groups, we almost have like a under 20s, a 30s, a 40s. And then there's like the 55 plus, and they all kind of act very different.
Yeah, that is true, right? And that you shouldn't, they say that the most successful age range is like, I think it's 10 years and younger to 8 years or 8 year, I'm sorry, 8 years separation. Like you should be like 20 years apart.
Well, I don't know if I trust all those studies, but I think they were saying when the woman's 10 years under the man for heterosexual relationships, that works. I think we saw that, and again, I don't know, maybe they were looking at marriages. We saw that actually the same age was the most statistically significant. And of course, our data is more in the 30s-year-old people. So it's, not 50-50 as much. But in general, we found that it was actually being close in age was highly predictive. But again, we're not tracking all the way to marriage. We're just sort of tracking, conversations had on the app.
So what else are you finding right now during COVID that's been interesting with the data? Like what has sort of changed? Definitely video chat. People are like kind of opening up, like widening their lens, dating in different cities. Anything else that you've noticed or that we need to know about dating online right now? I'm talking to Amanda Bradford from the League.
Much more open right now. Like we saw, we track what we consider conversions in the industry is when someone sends their phone number or email address or anything that kind of shows they're trying to take things to the next stage. And what we saw during COVID was that people were much more willing to give out their information and exchange phone numbers and start these sort of relationships a little bit quicker because they were scared, they're alone, they had no one else to talk to, they can't leave their house. So it's almost like it's actually a really good time to build these relationships because people are very responsive and receptive to initiating messages. So we saw just much more chatty behavior. So you'll get rejected less, I guess, is a way to summarize it.
I think that's smart. I think right now,
really interesting.
That is interesting. Well, I think because we have more time and I like to slow down a little bit. And I think sometimes we're a little bit too hasty in who we think we won't like this person, or we always think there's going to be something else, the bigger, better deal. But maybe it's the time now. I think what you're saying is like, let's slow down, take a chance, might as well chat with someone. You might be surprised. I think often we are. Right. We are surprised at what we're going to like. But when we're too rigid in our standards, like must be 6'2" and all the things, we're less likely to match with someone, I would think, of when we're really restrictive.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's a huge correlation between the people that have their preferences set the most narrow tend to have the longest period of time between matches, just because not as many people see them when they're trying to only see a sliver of the pie. So it ends up kind of hurting yourself too when you're too restrictive. You don't get as much visibility.
Yeah. Amanda, I love what you're doing here. People can check out, they can go online, they can speed date. I'm talking to Amanda Bradford from The League. They can find it, it's the app, theleague.com.
Yeah, tell everyone to come to our League Live. It's on Sundays and Wednesdays.
League Live. We're all coming.
Android device.
We're all coming. Fun. Amanda, can we all come? People. We all want to come.
Yes.
So it's...
We could give you guys a hashtag or site. If they text their concierge sex with Emily, we can make sure everyone gets whitelisted.
Let's do it right now. Let's tell them, Amanda. Let's get everybody on it. So it's on Sunday nights, you said?
Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. And so, yeah, just text your concierge. When you sign up, you'll get a concierge and you can text them sex with Emily. And I'll send them a note right now to let them know to give you guys all the VIP treatment.
Sex with Emily. Okay. And this is for all of our listeners as well. My whole team is literally coming. They all want to come out. They all already said, do you think she'd let us come on the app? So we're all going
to
be there.
We'd love to record you guys doing it. We need more content.
Let's Okay, we're going to do it. Amanda, we thank you so much for coming on. I was really excited to talk to you. Let's stay in touch because I think that people need this advice more than ever right now. And I think they're just starting to realize that we're home. We're going to be home for a while. We don't want to. It's time
might
to
get good at this game, right?
Let's get good at the dating game. Will you come back and give us advice and some stats and help us, Amanda?
I would love to. Yeah, we can give you stats on how your team does on League One.
Okay, let's do it. Let's talk about this offline. I love it. Okay, thank you so much, Amanda Bradford. You can check out theleague.com. We're also going to put this information at the show notes. Everything we talk about is in the show notes at sexwithemily.com. We'll put in this the code, a link. We're going to be speed dating this weekend on Sunday. So join us, 9 o'clock. Thank you, Amanda, for being here. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You. We're going to take a quick break and we come back more with online dating. So what do you think, Sex with Emily team? Are we all going to go speed dating this weekend? What's been your experience with apps, guys?
I'm so into the speed dating idea. Like, I've been wanting to do yours, Emily, but we haven't put it together yet. But I know we're going to do that as one of your events. I'm so into speed dating. I think you know right away, especially if it's video, like you get that vibe. Like, you can tell, okay, like we're going to have a vibe or not. I don't even really need to say much. But my experience so far is I've never actually met a long-term boyfriend on a dating app. And I've been on dating apps like since they came out. Like, I've met people who we've dated for like a few months, but it never turned into anything. I don't know, Lisa and Ryan, what's been your experience?
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of, you know, before I felt like I was always trying to, you know, find a magical way to bridge that chasm between small talk and actually meeting up in person. Like, just whatever it takes to figure out how to say, okay, I think you're cute. You know, you seem like you have an interesting bio. What words in what order do I have to say them to, you know, actually meet for coffee? You know, it's always that challenge to go from the virtual to the real. And nowadays though, it seems like all it is small talk. And because you're never really, no, you can't go meet for coffee and you can't go, you know, so it's been futile in my experience the last couple months.
Well, Ryan, this is where I think that I think that you should hop right onto this leagued speed dating thing, because the last time you called in before you became our intern, I believe you were talking about how you felt like it was hard. You're just going to give up on it because you didn't want to go that much deeper with people, or you were having a harder time with it. But now I think they're giving you the questions from that book that I love, you know, the people fall in love. If you, the 42 questions to fall in love, I started talking about that early on in COVID, saying like, let's ask better questions. Let's get to know each other. So this is what's up for you, Ryan. I think go a little deeper. It won't be surface small talk. You've got 3 minutes to know, you're in, you're out. Like, let's all get more efficient right now and stop wasting time. I think before it might be wasting time. This is why I always wanted to bring back speed dating, because I think that you learned, you know, for me, like, I hate, it's ironic, wasting time. And I like being efficient in the best ways possible. And listen, if you can know in 3 minutes, rather than, especially for us women, we got to get dressed, we got to shower, we got to drive across town, we get on a date, we show up. No, I don't even want to go for a drink with this person. I can't get that hour back, that 2 hours. But if you could do it in a night on your phone, on a video chat, and you could meet like 5 women and you have to ask something deep, not like, where are you from? What did you study in school? Do you have any brothers and sisters? Like, no one wants those conversations anymore. But to know in a moment, like, the depth of their soul, or at least if you want to have sex with them or not, or go to the next level, that could be cool. Will you do it? Kristen,
I'm down to try it. You know, I'm down. I'm always up for trying new things and meeting new people. So, you know, if it's this idea of a speed dating video chat seems very, very interesting. You know, I can't say no to it.
It's an hour of your time. Elisa, what about you? Yeah.
I've never been on the dating apps, but I know if I was, something that always grabs my attention is banter. People being really funny. I couldn't always tell right away when somebody has a sense of humor, when they're a little bit sarcastic. And that always catches me. I'm like, okay, we're going to vibe. But yeah, I mean, I've never really been somebody who's like put dating as a priority, maybe because I'm a little bit younger. I just turned 25. So I just kind of meet people as I go throughout life through friends, and I've never really put any pressure on it. And it always works out the best that way, because I'm not taking it too seriously. I'm like, oh, like if I like you and I'm vibing with you, like, let's keep talking. And I'm always very like present with it. I'm not like, am I going to marry this person? But that's just me.
No, I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy, and especially in your 20s, just to kind of figure out, what am I into? Who do I like? And be dating different people. I think it's a great time to kind of learn about yourself. And I think when we put a lot of pressure on ourselves is when things don't happen. I found that in many areas of life, letting go is when things happen. And it's such a weird balance. Like when you want something so bad and you try to make it work and it just explodes, but when you just kind of let go and relax. I never understood it until until it's worked for me in different areas of my life, just to be like, okay, I'm going to not try so hard. I'm going to trust the process.
Emily, how much information should we put in our profiles? Like, I feel like some people put too little, some people put too much. Like, what should we put in there?
I think you want to tell a story about who you are. I mean, this is what Amanda was saying, is that you just kind of want to say, like, instead of saying like, this is all the things I like doing or what I'm looking for, tell a story and say, you'll find me on the weekends hiking Runyon Canyon. I love making my favorite pasta on the weekends. And asked you out that one time I was got stuck in an elevator, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I think that you want to tell stories and get people to ask a question and sort of paint a picture of your life through story. And I think that, I don't know, a lot of us have ADD. And so I think less is more, but the more you put, I think what you put should be fun and tell a story about who you are.
Then, can I ask you a question about...
Yes, of course, Ryan.
On the dating apps, you know, I think a biggest challenge for a lot of people, not just myself, is the opening line. You know, because I've heard from people on both sides of the opinion of one person says, don't put in the effort, just don't come off too aggressive, just say hey. And if they're even remotely interested at all, then they'll say hey, and then you're in. And then other people are like, don't say hey, that's so low effort. Give, you know, try to pull together something that's relevant to their bio or their pictures. Like, so I mean, I never know which way to go. What do you think is the best?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you from experience in some dating app experience I've done of the texting, and I think people will probably agree with this, perhaps, that like no effort is showing what kind of effort someone's going to make in the relationship. So I think you got to like show that you read the bio. Like for me, the guys that are like, so you went to Michigan, go blue. Like even that shows they read it. Or do you know, I love, they give me a fact about, usually it was like they always played with like Michigan things, or they played with something that I did for a living. You know, if I said I was a podcast, I love podcasts, or, you know, just show that you read it and kind of be, you know, you're clever. Make it kind of like you read the bio, kind of fun banter. Like Elisa's saying, I think a lot of us can relate to making an effort and being kind of fun and flirty, you know? And I think that's easy to do. You read it and say something clever. Because to me, like, hey, like, no, hey, I'm about to delete you. Like that just, if you really like, if you're a serious dater and you want to meet someone, take 5 seconds and think of something a little bit clever to say, because then that shows me that you don't even have time for dating, perhaps, or you're just kind of casting a wide net, and then you got to keep it going. It can be a lot of work, but if you're somebody, especially we have more time now, like take the time and find an app that works for you, because there are, what was she saying, there's like 2,000 apps. I had no idea there were that many. Try the league. Well, we all get special invitations to go on the league. And it's theleague.com. If you use code SEXWITHEMILY, once you join or once you send it in, you download the app. I believe you should download the app. It's on all phones. And then you get a concierge. It must be like a chat feature. And then you tell them Sex with Emily sent you. Try it out for a night. I mean, they're not a sponsor. I just met Amanda. She seems lovely. And I love that she's doing speed dating. Thanks to my incredible listeners. I love you all. And thanks to my great team. Thanks for all your hard work, Ken, Kristen, Elisa, Brian, Robin, Nikita, our interns, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.